The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
Holyrood
Cemetery in Long Island. There's a cemetery called Holyrood Cemetery.
Right, and all that means is it's Holy Cross. Because someone told me the story when we were in Scotland 5 years ago or 4 years ago. We passed through a town called Holyrood, and I asked a question about it. I said, "That's kind of strange. Is that Celtic?" They said, "No, it's Catholic. It means Holy Cross." So
yeah. I didn't know what rude meant. And then we passed by Holyrood Cemetery, and it was a Catholic cemetery. Mm-hmm. So I looked it up. By the way, the English churches traditionally had English Catholic churches traditionally had an architectural feature known as the rood screen or the rood beam. This would either be a beam high up at the top somewhere around the altar rail, where the crucifix was. Usually there'd be a statue of Our Lady and St. John under the crucifix. And if it was a rood screen, it covered way more of the sanctuary, and you could hardly see into the sanctuary. It was almost like a Byzantine iconostasis. So there was this screen with images on it at the altar rail. So it was really very, very elaborate. But anyway, that's more use of that word rood. But we have more. We got Michaelmas, we got Allhallowmas, we got Solmas, we got Martinmas, and we got Andermas, which is coming up. It's November 30th. It's the Feast of St. Andrew. So Martinmas is the Feast of St. Martin. Solmas is the Feast of All Souls, November 2nd. So I think these old names are kind of neat, and it's because every once in a while you'll find a reference to it, like Ladymas, you know, which is. Which is not a particular feast day, but it's any mass offered in honor of Our Lady. And I remember there was a CD that I purchased years ago when I first got into listening to really good ancient music, and it was called An English Ladymas. And it was sung by this group of four women who dug up some ancient mass to Our Lady and sang it. It was really nice.
Okay. So there's Michaelmas too, right?
Yeah, that'd be your feast day, right? September 29th, Michaelmas.
There's St. Michael. So, again, Brother Andre Marie from the St. Benedict Center and the host of Reconquest here on the Crusade Channel. Again, we find ourselves talking about the beauty, the structured genius and beauty of the Catholic liturgical calendar.
It's gorgeous. It's a masterpiece.
So many know so little about it or treat it as though it's just another page in the new rite of mass in the new missal. That's just what that said. Who even knows what the 23rd Sunday in ordinary time is? You know, they got what they set out to accomplish, which was, let's just make all that we do normalized. Like, no one will even notice it because it doesn't stand out. It doesn't really mean anything. It just kind of blends in, right? And they pretty much accomplished that. If that was the goal, then I would say that that's been accomplished.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's sad. I mean, every society is going to have its observances, its customs, its traditions. And part of those customs and traditions are going to be some sort of sacred observance or another. One of the articles that you sent to me to read, which I didn't have time to read, I just kind of skimmed it, talked about how the All Hallows Eve was something that the church kind of baptized an earlier pagan thing, the Celtic traditions of the offering up where the Druidic priests would offer up sacrifices of animals and crops. It was probably a harvest festival of some sort.
Right.
These pagans had these festivals, you know, generally that evolved around the seasons, you know, harvest or planting or something like that. And those became the major social events, right?
Right.
Those and things like weddings and these become our major social events, and nothing's changed. Today we have them too, but what are they? I mean, they're movie premieres like Halloween, or big events like footballs. I mean, that's the I think a lot of professionals.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.